You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. Several Indians are feared to be among at least 41 people killed in a devastating fire at a building in the southern Mangaf district of Kuwait, according to multiple reports. The blaze broke out early Wednesday morning reportedly in a kitchen on a lower floor and quickly spread through the building, trapping many inside. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar expressed shock at the incident and said the Indian ambassador has gone to the camp. Deeply shocked by the news of the fire incident in Kuwait City. There are reportedly over 40 deaths and over 50 have been hospitalized. Our ambassador has gone to the camp. We are awaiting further information, Jaishankar posted on X. Nara Chandrababu Naidu, the Telugu Desam Party Supremo, became the 18th Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh on Wednesday. He took the oath of office in the presence of Andhra Governor S. Abdul Nazir and former Telangana Governor Tamilisai Soundarajan. After becoming the Chief Minister, four-time CM Naidu hugged PM Narendra Modi on stage. Naidu led the TDP-BJP Janasen National Democratic Alliance to a big win in both the assembly and parliamentary elections. Congress MP Rahul Gandhi on Wednesday took a swipe at PM Narendra Modi over the latter's remark during the Lok Sabha elections that he was being guided by God. Gandhi, who won the polls from Wayanad and Rae Bareli and is facing a dilemma as to which seat to vacate, said his God is the poor people of India and they will tell him what to do. I have a dilemma in front of me, will I be a member of parliament of Wayanad or Rae Bareli? Unfortunately, like the Prime Minister, I am not guided by God. I am a human being, Rahul Gandhi quipped, addressing an event in Kerala's Malappuram. Gains in banks, financial, IT and metal stocks pushed Sensex 500 points higher today as Nifty reached an all-time high. The 30-share BSE Sensex hit a day high of 76,968 while NSE Nifty Index hit an all-time peak of 23,420. Diljit Dosanjh is adding another milestone to his impressive achievements in the music industry. The actor-singer constantly promotes Punjabi music at global platforms and now, he is going to be one of the guests on the highly popular The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. In a new Instagram post on Wednesday, Diljit shared the announcement with a bunch of pictures and wrote in the caption, Punjabi Aage Ovaiye. This week's guest.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.